and find out a little bit more about what UCT has to offer. So I'm joined now by Don Smith from CPS. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
All right. So I'm looking behind me, and it's an interesting scene to see on Plaza. There are two jammies. Oh, there's one jammy now. And I see two new CPS vehicles. What's that about?
Yeah, it's very exciting. There's actually more than two. There's 10 of them.
Okay.
Yeah. This year, we're thinking we've got to take back our campus, and obviously, in terms of the security on the campus, the mobility and the visibility is of essence.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, we've invested in these vehicles. We've got these 10 Mahindra. These are our response vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be deployed strategically on the perimeter and on campus, and manned by our security officers.
Mm-hmm.
But additional to that, we also have what we call hotspot vehicles.
Yeah.
These vehicles will be deployed in high-risk areas, as and when we've realized that crime has moved into certain areas, because the criminals nowadays are obviously very wise.
Mm-hmm.
They look at deployment, etc., and then they obviously try to counter that. So the hotspot vehicles, there's one further down the road park in front of Leslie, which obviously is open for viewing by the parents, will have a CCTV viewing capability,
mm-hmm.
and it will also be manned by a small reaction patrolling unit at the back.
Okay.
And it will be parked at the strategic areas, and the cameras will at all time not just be visible and viewed by the crew inside, but also streamed to the main control room.
Okay, so that's the latest equipment in these new vehicles now, is the CCTV ability and the rapid response of it. Is there anything else that these new vehicles are equipped with?
Yes, the response vehicles themselves have got also a dash cam capability.
Mm-hmm.
So if the officers or the vehicles are deployed in an area, it will be viewed. So mm-hmm. any incidents will be recorded. In the back, we have emergency equipment, which we will be able to assist in managing real-time emergencies on campus, such as a crime incident, small fires, medical emergencies, etc.
Okay. All right. And then I suppose the final question we have for Don Smith from CPS is that will there be additional training for the people operating the vehicles? Because now they have this new equipment, this new rapid response. They've got the equipment to respond to various different circumstances. What kind of thing is there, if any, for personnel?
Okay, I think that's the most important question. We're actually very proud of our CPS team on campus. Most of the guys have got years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
But being at a university, we would like to upskill our people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the response, we will be focusing on emergency response, reaction drills, etc., medical training,
mm-hmm.
And how to handle events in general, which is quite specialized. So when the officers do respond, they've got the latest equipment, but they also feel that they are confident
mm-hmm.
and are skilled to manage these situations.
And I think that's one of the important things, is the confidence. You can have all the training in the world, but if you don't have the confidence to go forward with what you have,
yes.
Then that's absolutely imperative. Thank you so much for joining us. I know that security on campus has been a priority as of late, but it's fantastic to see that UCT has put steps forward in investing in these new vehicles that have rapid response of it, and they're investing in their personnel as well. Thank you very much, Don. Is there anything else you'd like to add about what if parents have any questions or if students have questions?
Yeah, they're more than welcome to visit our exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
It's down the past, what's obviously the people will point it in the right direction. And one of the vehicles of both the kind that I've explained will be there.
Yeah.
Plus the management team and our officers. And we're more than willing to answer the questions.
Perfect. So you can just follow the electric blue Mahindra type 4x4s almost down campus if you want to ask any further questions or see a live demonstration as to what these vehicles are capable of. So thank you very much, Don, for joining us. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks very much.
All right. We're going to get back into the music. If you are headed up